looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want, and Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You or Jayla? Yo, they wanna know. Hey. Neo.
Hey. Come on. Hey. I want to be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this is yet another episode of Who's There, our weekly call-in show, where you, the listener, calls in at 619-WHO-THEM and leaves questions, comments, concerns. And then we answer as many as we can.
Or we just listen to you complain and we give you the satisfaction of knowing you made it through.
Yeah. What were we just talking about? Grasshoppers.
Ew. Milk drinks.
Josh
milk
just took his
booze.
Bartender exam because, I mean, like, honestly, don't ask. So Josh took a bartending exam.
The readers don't need to know the full story.
But we were talking about the drink that he had to make at the end of the exam where it's like they call you up and they could ask you to make anything. Right? Yeah. Like anything. And he got grasshopper. Lindsay knew what it was. I didn't know what it was.
I knew it was a milky mint drink. I knew it was green, so I assumed it was minty. And then I was like, it might be. I didn't remember that it was milky or creamy.
It sounds so good.
It kind of sounds like a drink that gives you diarrhea. And maybe that's like because of the dairy aspect.
Everything's dairy.
When I was in college, like, there was a phase where somebody I knew did drink a lot of White Russians. And actually, they used to drink them at that place, Odessa, which I don't even know if it's still open.
Oh, yeah.
They were like famous for their White Russians. And it was like literally like you would have, if you were getting fucked up on White Russians, you would have to drink like six glasses of milk, five glasses of cream, essentially. So you'd be like
six
drunk.
Glasses of milk.
You'd be drunk, but you'd also be like, I need my lactate pills or like whatever. Like I'm going to throw up.
I do like your what you said earlier about like it being the category of drink you put in a baba.
It's like a baba drink. It's like mommy needs her like saying like
fill up my baba. We didn't even say what's in the grasshopper. It's creme de mint, creme de cacao, and then milk.
So it's just like two sweet liquors and milk.
And then more milk. Two sweet creamy liquors like, and then milk.
I'm not even a stuck-up person who's like, oh, whiskey on the rocks is the only drink I'll drink. Like, I love a cocktail. But
I'm a lady who drinks bourbon. Get used to it.
There's no balance on that drink in terms of, like, that's a fully disgusting drink.
The most dirtbag thing I've ever done, I went over to Lauren's house to, like, make dinner or something. It was just the two of us. And I brought, like, that's the thing. I didn't bring anything. I didn't bring a bottle of wine. Okay. And... We were just cooking and she was like, do you want a drink? And she was making herself a martini or something. And I was like, I'm not sure. And I looked at her options at like what she had.
Yeah.
And she had vodka. Okay. She had Kahlua. Okay. And then she had
no
Irish cream. And I was like, I'm going to make a mudslide. And ew. I was like, can I make a mudslide with your ingredients? And she was like, yeah, I never use any of those things. She doesn't use the Kahlua or this weird Irish cream. And so now when I go to her house, I find myself making mudslides because like no one else drinks this crap.
So every time you go, you make a mudslide.
Not every time. It's happened like three times, but they're so good. It's like milk.
That's too many times. This it's in the like baba. How when Kelly and Jeff moved, I inherited like their old alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have like bottles of like Hennessy because Jeff like had a bottle of Hennessy. So I have like one... 2/3 of a bottle of Hennessy. If you can come drink that too, if you want. Like, just rant, like my bar cart.
Lindsay, I have standards. I drink mudslides.
I mean, I don't have standards. I totally bought into the pickleback phase. I drank Fireball with the best of them. I've done every single like stupid alcohol thing, you know, and none of them have stuck, by the way.
Yeah.
None of them. Always end up going back to wine or like
just
whatever.
Just wine. Just give me a glass of wine.
You can add some soda to it. You can add some ice to it. I'm not precious, but wine.
Yeah, put up. Oh my God. Wine, ice cubes. That's great. Ugh. Fantastic.
Wine, Diet Coke. I'm joking. That's gross. But wine and regular Coke is yummy.
What did the waitress say with the wine and the Diet Coke at City Winery when you were like, something. I'm going to mix. You joke. You were like, I'm going to mix these because they brought us. We were drinking Diet Coke and
joke.
Then she brought us wine.
You don't
and then she
mix
was
mine.
Like, oh, no, like that people mix them.
Well, like, oh. No, she said somebody had her add simple syrup to their wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then she told
That's
the sommelier,
even grosser.
She told the sommelier, she was like, do you know how much simple syrup I've been adding to wine tonight? And the sommelier was like, shut up. Stop telling me
about
it.
This is the City Winery. I didn't know that people did. This, I didn't know people did. Can
I didn't know that either.
My wine. That's gross. Because they didn't have like a sweet wine on the menu.
Right.
And she offered to do that, which you should never offer that.
Right. They didn't have sweet Riesling on the menu. It was just a dry Riesling. And so she was adding simple syrup to the white wine before serving it. They were asking for it.
This is such disgusting banter we've now been on.
It's disgusting
for about
banter.
Five
Let's
minutes.
Start reading some comments. Reading some comments, listening to some comments. They're wild.
It's kind
this
of
year.
Like we're reading the comments, to be honest.
It's true. Never listen to the comments unless you're Who Weekly.
Hey, Lindsay and Bobby. So when y'all guys start talking about plaguing in Greece, I got to looking and like there's been a lot of American Idol contestants in Greece, and they've all been Teen Angel. Taylor Hicks in 2008 was Teen Angel in a production of Greece. Melinda Doolittle, I'm pretty sure, was in a production of Greece as Teen Angel. Don't know why that happened. And then even like Ace Young and there's some other Diana girl, they were the two main leads in another production of Greece. So I think, you know, really American Idol should just break off and just do a Greece reunion, really, instead of just having American Idol, but you know, I just thought I'd let y'all know that Clay Aiken in Greece.
not quite. That sign up doesn't quite work, but I respect it. This guy, I
no,
love
but
this caller.
It's kind of good. It's
Clay Aiken in Greece. I love this caller number one because I have a feeling it's Taylor Hicks. Hello, Taylor Hicks. Thank you for calling in.
Soul
I really,
Patrol.
I love that Taylor Hicks called into the podcast.
Just kidding.
No, but what a wild thing. That's just something you do when you are on American Idol. You
did not know that that American Idol was a feeder for regional productions of Greece. But you know, it makes perfect sense.
There's a Christopher Guest movie in this somewhere where it's like people who sort of like a Waiting for Guffman sequel-y sort of thing where it's like D-list celebrities on the touring Broadway
the
show
regional
circuit.
Broadway tour. Well, regional, regional the other Broadway thing I story. Thought of was one, obviously, what's her face? Catherine McPhee in Waitress being mm-hmm. like the prime example of this.
Colleen and just, Ballinger as the other waitress in Waitress.
Don't even get me started on that. And then the other thing is if like The Voice is a feeder for Eurovision in Europe, we in America, these competitions are feeders for local theater productions mm-hmm. and et cetera. Because I feel like a lot of these theater productions survive with like one kind of big name. And Teen Angel, who has not even a full song, like half a song, barely a song.
He's featured in a longer song.
It's a perfect role for like somebody like Taylor Hicks. You're like, I know you don't want to like really get into this production, but here's this like small part. We can slap your name on the poster. It's, you know, we're in Boise and we'll draw some extra people because they recognize your name from American mm-hmm. Idol. It's like, honestly, it's yeah. genius. It's the slightly lower tier version of how everyone starred in Hedwig, how everyone starred in Boots, kinky yeah. boots on Broadway, you know?
Boots. In boots.
Such a duh.
I like that you have Samantha Mumba to star as Teen Angel alongside Peter Andre in Grease.
Was this
in Europe? Because she's
Irish.
Yeah,
it must have been. I think it was like in England. But I would have gone to this tour. This is incredible.
Absolutely.
Peter Andre, I think, played Danny or something.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Does it?
I've never heard of anything that makes more sense.
Oh, that makes sense.
Am I wrong? It makes sense.
It's just funny.
Samantha Mumba, I was on her Wikipedia earlier because I was like, what's she up to? And honestly, not much. But the personal life, I love a sparse personal life section of Wikipedia where it's just a few bullets. Yeah. And maybe one of them makes sense. And the other ones are just like, this is the best we could do. Like, this is all we could find. Mm-hmm. Of the four bullets under personal life on Samantha Mumba of Gotta Tell You fame, honestly one of the best songs of the 2000s, there's this
man,
and now you're back inside my house again. what a voice. In February 2015, she escaped uninjured from a three-car pileup in Los Angeles.
Oh my god,
she escaped uninjured.
Wait, did anyone else? Pileup. Was huh? anyone else injured? Probably. That sounds...
No, I clicked the link and it went to a 404.
I just, in my mind, I see three cars piled, literally piled on top of each other, like comically piled. And she's like coming out from the...
And she's walking on top because the video... The Gotta Tell You video is just her walking. It's just like momentum.
Yeah. And she's walking away from her. She's like, no one to tell you if you know me.
No, you're back in the mouth.
If you don't need me to... Oh my God. That song is so good.
I gotta play that here. It is... incredible. The moment you hear you get the sort of like the Pavlovian womp, response, womp. Like, yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm like, it's so good.
It's sick what I retain. It's like close to nothing. And then the bass beat on Samantha Mumba's Gotta Tell You.
That particular like synthy bass beat was such a moment in time. That's from we don't do that noise anymore. That noise will come back in like 10 years.
I think that noise is being employed other places.
When's the last time you heard that? Like, we don't hear that noise anymore. That was
it was so
ubiquitous.
Song.
It was ubiquitous in, the early 2000s. It was everywhere. And now it's nowhere. They, disabled that button on the sound mixer. I don't know how music works.
Yeah. They disabled it. It's like, do not press until 2022.
Me, I'm just like, ooh, I can't wait. How we only played one call. What's next?
That's bad.
Hi. I was just listening to your last episode, and I had to pause and call in because I'm actually an expert on talc and asbestos. Just kidding. I'm actually not, but I feel like that's absolutely something someone would call in and say. Could you imagine if I was actually an asbestos expert? I don't even know what talc is, and I don't plan on looking it up. Anyway, that's all. Me and Grease.
Oh my God, happy Pride. I don't even know what talc is, and I'm not going to look it up. Yes.
That's
okay.
Like our number one listener, and then our number two listener is this person.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. I had to pause the episode when you guys were talking about JoJo's makeup, and it's because of the asbestos and talc and all that sort of stuff. And I just wanted to share, even though this is going to be incredibly boring and you probably don't really care, but talc and the minerals that make up asbestos, the asbestos family, are actually part of the same mineral group. They're phyllosilicates, so they're just like talc itself is part of like a clay mineral group, and like some of the other asbestos minerals, they're all just generally really fine grained, but they're all part of the same group, so it's not really surprising that like one would be bad for you, they're all bad for you. I mean, a lot of stuff is like pretty innocent, but inhaling something that's like generally very fine grain is not great for you. So in general, actually, makeup is not great for you to inhale like blush and eyeshadows and everything, because they're so fine grain, it's not great for your lungs. But not that you incredibly needed to know this, but it's nerdy and I thought I'd share. And okay, that's it. Crunch, crunch, Bye-bye.
Wow.
I want to be clear that we love the first listener, but we also love the second listener.
We love the one who's dragging very niche experts, and we love the niche experts.
Well, like, it's kind of like angel devil. Like, the angel on my shoulder is like, actually, this is what asbestos is, and like, da-da-da, and here's, and learn, why don't you learn something? And then the devil's like, I don't give a shit what talc is, and I'm not looking it up.
So, Lindsay, here's JoJo realizing that asbestos snuck into her makeup.
Now you're back inside my house again.
It took like...
You know how long, how many takes that took?
I mean, you should put them in the... You should put them at the end of the episode.
I ruined the joke.
Here's asbestos coming to a party and not having anything to... And now I'm back.
And now you're back inside my house again.
Okay, we are.
Oh my god, I'm losing my mind.
We need to move on. Like, I need to move on.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. I'm listening to the episode where you talk about the Dupe Parthenon in Nashville, and I'm also just here to say that there is one in Scotland as well, outside of Edinburgh. But that one is the hooliest of all the fake Parthenons because they had like a set budget to make this fake-ass Parthenon, and then they got maybe 45% of the way done. Like, they didn't quite complete two walls, and then they ran out of money, so they just stopped building it. And it's just, like, from construction to this day, it's just, like, half of a weird Parthenon, and people still go and visit it and take pictures and stuff, but, yeah, that's my Parthenon, my fake Parthenon-related goss. Okay, crunch.
You can't deal with this. You're like crying.
It's so funny. Oh my god, and even the like official like Edinburgh World Heritage site calls it a national disgrace. It's like, this unfinished thing. It's literally just 12 columns in this beautiful verdant landscape. Oh my god, like Scotland, this gorgeous, can like, you believe? And then like there's this shitty, piece of shit.
What shitty like 1822 GoFundMe like didn't get fully funded? Like, they didn't finish building it. That is so funny. That's so
good.
Oh my
god.
Thank you for telling me about this. Like, I must see it.
Oh my god. Only half the money was collected, and when the work stopped in 1829, only 12 columns you see today were finished, to which some critics was a national disgrace. So they just leave it there. Oh my god, it's just a dump. Oh, it's so good. Oh,
it is
just
a
there.
Dump. Like, at least the Nashville one is, it's not full size, but at least it's fully finished.
It's a building.
It's also what's so sad is it's a memorial. So, like, the poor, like, Scots who died in the Napoleonic Wars, like, only...
They're like, what the fuck? The fuck? Ugh, that's so sad for them.
Okay, play the next song.
Yeah.
Lucky for Rachel Brosnahan, Cetaphil hasn't updated their formula since 1947. So she was going back in time. She would need to have to bring it. Also... Is Cetaphil a whore of them? Is CeraVe a whore of them? Is Rosacea a whore of them? Crunch, crunch.
I can't even get into the second line of questioning, but you're a genius for noticing that Cetaphil did exist, so she doesn't have to take it back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never changed. They haven't changed their recipe. It's literally like Cetaphil.
Also, Cetaphil has parabens.
Yeah, it does. A lot of people don't like Cetaphil, as they've called and told us. Not that we said it was good or bad necessarily ever, but here's...
Well, do not follow up with me and ask me what a paraben is. I don't know, but I know I'm not supposed to put them on my skin anymore. It's like a hormone. They're like hormone disruptors, right? Parabens?
Sure. The other thing that a lot of people called about was, don't call spell parabens, know. that none of the people in Modernly Mrs. Maisel, just kidding, I pronounced that wrong on purpose, none of the people on the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel are Jewish. Like, none of them are. Like, maybe one is like half.
Alex Borstein?
She is. Okay, fine. But in the main cast, other than her.
Oh, Tony Shalhoub, like, either, yeah.
Tony's not, the wife is not, like, the husband is not. Like, it's bad out there, guys. I'm God, still appalled really... that Rachel Brosnahan isn't Jewish just on principle, but it is fair it is to funny. Come it's in like, and say none of them are.
Nationwide casting call for like a cool Jewish young lady. And then it's like, well, we found Rachel Brosnahan. Will this work?
She's brassy. And she can say the lines very quickly, which is all
incredibly
you
need. Rude.
Anyways, I just thought that a lot of people called and they were like, Lindsay. And I was like, yes. Okay, fine. Sure. Great. I was in Florida this past weekend, and guess what was the talk of the town?
Your mom's Aura frame?
The Aura frame. The Aura frame kept, it was scrolling through every photo. I was like, oh, there's that. Oh, there's that. Oh, there. I'm like, where'd they get that photo? There's always a photo where I'm like, where'd they get that photo? How'd they get that photo?
I don't know where my mom gets the gifts that she sends me. Like when she sends me a text gift, I'm like, where did you find that? And sometimes I look at her Aura frame and I'm like, where did you download this?
No, I'm like, where did you get this photo from? Whose Instagram did you steal this photo off of? You know?
They love to steal from, and they love to just screenshot and not crop. Yeah. So it'll just be like a cropped iPhone photo that's Instagram. On the Aura frame.
Exactly. With comments and everything. It'll just be on, it'll be zoomed in sometimes. So it's extra blurry. But you know what? That's how easy it is to get the photos on the Aura frame because my parents can figure out how to do it. Do they do it well? No. But do they do it? Yes.
And the other thing that's great about Aura frames, when you give them to your mom, your mother, a mother in your life, a mother figure, it's a great Mother's Day gift, whoever the mother in your life is. You can connect it to your Aura app. And you can just photos. Send them photos. You can, if they approve it, you can just put photos and kind of troll them and have fun and put random photos. I do it to Lindsay sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
You can do it to your mom. My mom gave me access because she likes putting
You got to be careful. Photos. You got to be a little careful with that. But you could do it. But you should do it.
You got to be a little bit careful. But Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and they come with unlimited storage because it's all in the cloud. So you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame. Not only will she be grateful, it's not another sweater. She'll love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code WHO at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. Can you all please explain what is happening? Why is Bella Thorne feuding with Whoopi Goldberg? I'm just really confused about it. And I feel like only you all can explain it properly. Thanks.
This is touchy.
Me puts on my Princess Diana minefield hat. Yeah. Like,
truly.
Okay, here we go.
Like me, like, backs away from the phone or whatever. So, what happened?
Bella Thorne was hacked a week ago.
Yes.
And this guy was like, hey, Bella, I found your nudes. Here they are. If you don't give me money, wasn't it just straight up give me money?
Yeah, something like that.
I will release them. And so, Bella Thorne shared the screenshots from the hacker and was like, this hacker is like this asshole and is trying to extort me. So, guess what? I'm just going to release my nudes so they can't have the satisfaction of releasing them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Kind of a cool, empowering act.
Definitely.
Whatever. Part one of the story. We love it. We stand a woman taking back her like autonomy. Okay. Great.
Then
they talk about it on The View.
The View appears. And what's so weird is like it's such a pure
Joy Behar with her cataract glasses on is like, tell me about Bella Thorne.
Yeah, literally. Joy Behar's been wearing Do you guys know that Joy Behar's been wearing sunglasses all week on The View because she had cataract surgery?
It's been amazing.
So
it's been amazing.
Side note. But this goes into my point, which I'm about to make a very here's my
You're
thing.
You're gonna make a point?
No. Is that a joke?
I'm not sure if that's a joke.
There is a clear generational divide here. If you want to explain what's going on, it is purely and simply a generational divide. You
that's
have
it.
Somebody older who's famous, somebody who's younger who's famous, somebody who didn't grow up with cell phones, somebody who did grow up with cell phones. I'm talking about Whoopi and Bella. And literally what happened is Whoopi says, and here's the part that I think is interesting and borderline correct, but in our time now is very easily not misconstrued, but interpreted correctly as kind of slut shaming. So here's what Whoopi said. part of it. She did say other things that were a little bit, but here's what she said that I think was the most interesting. If you're famous, and I don't care how old you are, don't take nude photos of yourself. When they're hacking you, they're hacking all of your stuff. So whether it's one picture or a million pictures, once you take that picture, it goes into the cloud and it's available for any hacker that wants it. If you don't know that in 2019, that is the issue. You cannot be surprised someone has hacked you, especially if you have stuff on your phone. That is why they're hacking you. And here's what's right about that. Yes, it's true that if you take a photo on your phone, nude or not, it is unsafe because of all the things that are connected to your phone, whether you know it or not. And the other thing that's interesting about that is if somebody is hacking you,
famous people are on the top of the, like, no one is guaranteed to be hacked, but famous people are higher on the list of people who are going to be hacked than people who are not famous. Exactly. And that is what Whoopi is saying.
Yes.
She's like, because you are famous, you are at a high risk of being hacked. So be careful. I did not interpret what Whoopi was saying as slut shaming at all.
I didn't either. And that's what's upsetting because I feel for Bella Thorne and I understand because the way that she's
absolutely
the way that she's taking it, which is also like totally justifiable, is like Whoopi telling her you shouldn't take nude photos.
But that's just not at all what Whoopi was saying.
I don't think that's what she's saying. And she's spinning it off to be an issue that I do feel like some of the women on the View panel would agree with and they'd be wrong, which is a slut shamey thing where it's like, if you take nude photos, you deserve to be hacked. That is probably
Meghan McCain's opinion, and that's a bad opinion.
Actually, it's funny. At the end of the conversation, Meghan McCain, before they cut to commercials, says like she doesn't deserve to be hacked. Meghan McCain's the one who chimes in because I think she realizes she's not incredibly stupid that this is going to be misconstrued for a slut shamey conversation because you have all of these women in their 40s or 50s being like, you know, if you take photos on your phone, you fucking deserve it, which they're not saying. But no. I fully understand how that is the interpretation of this, you know.
But that is not what I think Whoopi Goldberg was saying at all.
But I think it's like what's tough is that it's useless to engage in this conversation because it's two separate conversations.
That's the point.
Because Bella Thorne is saying very fairly, hey, you can't tell me what to do. My new, you know, I'm allowed to release my nudes. I'm allowed to be a sexual, a young sexual person.
I'm allowed
person.
To take the photos.
I'm allowed to send them.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm allowed to take them.
Absolutely.
That's all fair and that's all valid. But Whoopi saying, hey, it's 2019. Everything is hackable. It's so easy. There's no way that you're protecting yourself. If you are going to take photos on your phone, expect that they are likely going to be hacked.
Yeah. Which is a sad
sucks
fact of reality.
Sucks. There's basically no solution to this, you know?
No, there isn't. And so that's why she's saying the only solution is to not take them. And she didn't mean it in a slut-shamey way as far as I interpreted it.
I know, but I also feel like...
save your ass because you're on the list.
You're on the list. This is what sucks about this situation because everyone's like, go Bella Thorne. And I agree with her because the first part of the story in which she did release those nudes and took control over it, and the whole thing was like, I don't give a shit. Is a great story. And also like go like great for her, you know. But the second part of the story is, I think, a little bit like there is that generational gap that would create conflict in having them each understand each other, you know.
My favorite part of this is
Joy Behar's sunglasses.
No, Joy Behar saying, oh, this is the part you clipped doesn't have the part where Joy, I'll put it in the episode, what? Where Joy Behar's like, if I had a body like that, like Whoopi's being serious and Joy's like, if I had a body like that, I'd show it off in the food emporium or something like that. And audience is like, yes.
Literally, Joy Behar has made the same joke for 45 years. She's wearing her cataract sunglasses. And she's like, if my body looked like that, I'd, you know, I'd send it to every email address or whatever. I'd paste it up in the local Cinemaplex.
I saw the picture of her nude, almost nude or whatever. I have to be honest, if I had that body, I'd post them at the food emporium.
Hi, Lindsay, Bobby, Medium Time, Medium Time. I'm just calling because last week I read an article, I don't know, probably like Just Jared, that said that Joe Biden's son is now married. This is the son who dated his brother's widow, but I guess they broke up. And then after I don't know. Then he went to South Africa. He met a woman, and 10 days later, they were married. And all I remember about her is that she might be an activist based off her Instagram, but she's like some Weiss blonde. Anyway, I just need more info on this. I know this is not Pod Save America, but I think it's good enough information that it should be tracked down. So, love you guys. Crunch, crunch.
This story's fun? Is it fun? It's wild. It's funny. It's funny.
I'll tell you when it won't be fun is if he becomes a Democratic nominee, then I'll be like, this story is not fun.
No, he won't. Okay. Oh, God, I hope not. What if he is? Oh, he will. Okay, not the point. Not the point.
Not the point. Not the point.
Where am I, DC?
Yeah. Torture.
So we all know the introduction to this. Joe Biden, who is a Democratic presidential
vice president.
Contender, who was former vice president, has two sons, Beau and Hunter. Beau died of brain cancer a few years ago, and he left his wife a widow, Hallie Biden. So Hallie Biden is now a widow at this time. Hunter Biden is married to a woman named Kathleen. Kathleen and Hunter divorced in 2017.
It's not a cute divorce.
No, not at all. Bo starts dating Hallie, who is the widow of his dead brother. Okay. This is sort of like minorly scandalous, but like this is all happening when like Trump is newly president. So we're like, we can't even deal with this. Like,
right. Like we can't worry about Joe Biden's son.
Widow, whatever.
Yeah.
Grief, trauma, mourning. They all affect people differently. Okay. This relationship is going on. It ends abruptly this spring. And it's like, oh, wow, a lot of us thought Hunter and Hallie were probably going to get married because sometimes these things happen.
And Hunter's first wife, the divorce with her was contentious. It was an acute divorce. Kathleen accused him of failing to sufficiently provide for the family. Mm-hmm. There was some kind of money issues. There was a drug arrest.
And I put this in the doc, but did you see there's a crazy days and nights rumor from a few months ago that's like, let me just read it. Everyone in the tabloid world was just swallowing the whole waited and appropriate time after leaving his wife story that this celebrity offspring of two celebrities is spinning. A little digging will show that this whole relationship was going on while he was still living with his wife. And I sort of agree with a lot of the commenters that this is about Hunter was having an affair with Hallie while he was still married to Kathleen, which is why the divorce was so contentious.
And on the flip side, there were reports that this new woman that he's now married to was living with her ex-boyfriend or husband mm-hmm. when she
started dating Hunter.
Yeah.
And that Hunter was still with Hallie while he started dating this new woman. So this new woman's name is Melissa Cohen. They met in, I believe,
South Africa.
Early May.
Yeah, in South Africa, right? She's from South Africa.
The timeline that we are being told is that they met in early May. They got married 10 days later. The timeline that is rumored is that they met a lot earlier while he was still dating Hallie. Mm-hmm. But honestly, who knows? Point is, he met this random South African model named Melissa Cohen. They got married. And now it's like, okay.
Well, what's interesting about this too, and what you said was, so the page six speaks to page six quotes the Post speaking to her dad, his name is mm-hmm. Lee Cohen, and he says, "She seems very happy. I've only spoken to Hunter briefly," adding that he'd like to meet him soon. So her father has not met her new husband. That's a clue. Yeah. And then the other fucked up clue is your favorite thing, which is page six,
gets
these emails. Will you just tell the story of these emails?
So the whole thing was drama, like with Bo.
Oh, it's already drama.
So page six finds out that it's even more drama with Melissa, the new woman, because Melissa was also seeing someone whenever she met Hunter or in the immediate past, right? And it was this guy named Rob Mendez. And they were living together for a couple of years. And then she meets Hunter and then they get married. And so page six is like, wait. What was going on with Rob Mendez? Like, they split like right before she started dating Hunter. Let's get the tea. So page six somehow, right, reaches out to Rob Mendez's friends.
Oh, it's the perfect people to reach out to. They're like, what the fuck?
So it's mutual friends of both Rob Mendez and Melissa Cohen. And Page Six does not explain their how they got these sources, but it's like, we got emails from Melissa and Rob's friends, and they say this. And the emails say things like, wow, she just broke up with Rob. And then another one says, so I'm quite shocked by this being so sudden after their breakup. And it's like, what are these friends doing in their emails? Like, why are they not being pettier, you know?
Like, our emails are all like just like a like slams on keyboard and like shady eyes and like
like whenever you start texting about like your friend who's dating like some person who's in a relationship with someone else soon after they started dating the widow of their brother, like, you're a little nastier and like funnier and there's more tea spilling, but these friends are like, weird, interesting, I'm quite shocked. They're very good. But that's it. She is, to find out who she is, I went to the number one source of finding out who a new celebrity partner is, Hollywood Life. So let's read five things to know about Melissa Cohen.
Yeah.
Number one, she hails from South Africa.
Got it. Ding, ding.
Melissa is originally said to be from Johannesburg, where her parents, Lee and Zoe, currently reside. Number two, she's divorced. Much like Hunter, who was previously wed to Kathleen Biden from 1983 to 2017, Melissa has been divorced. Okay. Number three, she's adventurous. Well, we can tell that. While little is known about Hunter's new bride, several photos surfaced on the internet of showing the blonde stunner learning to shoot a bow and arrow.
So that's what
she's adventurous.
They found pictures of her shooting a bow and arrow, so she's adventurous.
She's adventurous. Yes. Number four, her wedding with Hunter was completely out of the blue. We know that.
Come on.
The newlywed couple was married by an LA minister who runs an instant marriage company, according to TMZ. Number five, she currently resides in Los Angeles.
Oh my God. So they didn't meet in South Africa. She's just South African.
She's South African.
Those were the worst five things ever.
They're terrible five things. But that's it. That's all there is to know. And I'm sure Joe is like, if you give them any more than five things, like, I'm cutting you out of the will.
I mean,
I cannot deal with more than five things right now.
I wonder what the entire up the ladder thing is. How everyone's reacting,
I mean,
to
honestly
this.
Are you kidding? We like to think that Joe is mad about this, but Joe's probably like, yeah, nice going, son, she's fucking fine as hell. We know that that's what's happening. Okay. Yeah. What is next?
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. Medium time. I'm just calling because apparently Eugene Yang, I think is his name, from the Try Guys, which is a nightmare, just came out as gay for a music video. But he's also been out as gay for, like, clearly 2 years and has been doing so much, like, queer content for them for, like, 2 years. And this just reminds me of when Colton Haynes came out twice and Noah Galvin famously dragged him for it. Bye. Crunch, crunch.
I love that we're all on the same page as in, like, gay people or people who follow gay people, because the moment I saw, like, Eugene Yang comes out as gay and, like, beautiful heartbreaking video, I was like, wait, he did this already. And he has. He finally said he was gay in a Try Guys video. That's what I put in here.
So in a different Try Guys video, he said, I'm gay.
In a video called Try Guys Make the Ultimate Holiday Calendar. There's this thread. People who love Eugene and the Try Guys were like, he came out 9:07 timestamp.
If you're going to come out as gay and your video is not called I'm gay or gay or I'm coming out as gay, you are a missed opportunity. That's a missed opportunity.
Fun. I know when they realize this.
Yeah.
The funny, Colton Haynes did this. Colton Haynes came out
twice
quietly in a social media post, I think, also. And everyone was like, wow, Colton Haynes came out. Tight, cool. Let's move on with our lives. But then, like, cut to a couple years later when he's like, wait, nobody threw up. Nobody made a fuss. I got to do something bigger. Like, Pride this year has been so extra. I've been having these conversations with my friends privately, but it's just like Pride this year has been like a wild ride. And so Eugene also got the memo that everyone else got where he's like, I got to go hard this year.
Well, guess what his video is called?
I'm gay. It's called I'm gay.
And Bobby's like, and we know.
I started it and I was like, I don't need to finish this. And then, which I ended up ultimately watching the whole thing. The music is good because it's that band Odessa.
I have not watched the whole thing. He's like dancing.
Funny. Not to drag Josh. It's very like interpretive dancing. It's extremely well choreographed. Huge production values. Yeah. But my favorite thing in the world is that it wasn't on his. It's like it's still branded as Try Guys. Like it's on the Try Guys channel because they wanted more views.
Right.
So that's just like, oh my God. So right. Try Guys tried coming out. Like, you know, the whole thing is extremely hilarious.
Well, who can you just quickly
Josh goes,
give like
earlier
a,
not to yeah. drag Josh. He's still in the house. He hasn't left for work. He was like, I watched Eugene's I'm gay video. it's pretty good. Like, very earnestly, like, and I was like, okay. So the reviews are in. Josh liked Eugene's video.
I didn't ask whether Josh liked it. Excuse me.
You said you liked it.
I didn't ask for Josh's review.
The fact that he came out in a video, like, whatever, the fact that he came out is not the point. It's the fact that he's already come out. He came out twice.
Can you just
stop? Why is this the new trend?
Stop repeating yourself. If you're going to say anything, who are the Try Guys? Like I don't think that this is something that everyone knows.
Who are the Try Guys? The Try Guys are five guys. They like to try things. They used to work at BuzzFeed, and they were BuzzFeed, you know, editorial staffers. And when BuzzFeed was like, let's pivot to video, they were one of the first big breakout stars and still the biggest from that whole initial.
But wasn't the
BuzzFeed
whole joke
empire?
That it was like such hetero energy? They were always trying these like things, and it was always like to try guy, the next video the Try Guys are going to try is homosexuality. Like that was always
the
kind of
Try Guys
funny.
Try being gay.
Yeah.
And so,
because they were trying, I mean, they would just try like such, it was ridiculous.
That's what
it was
they try like eating 1,000 pancakes. They try doing all these
it
things.
Was jackass,
they try dressing up in drag.
PG
they try doing
the
all
jackass
these things.
For 2000, for the modern era or whatever. It was really dull.
So he finally came out in this video. It's getting so much attention, but of course it is. It looks like it cost like $5 million.
It probably
it looks
did.
So, it looks so expensive.
It probably was really expensive.
It's practically like a single shot. Like, it's like this like very well-made thing. It just happens to be old-ass news. It's
like,
old-ass
do you,
news.
Are you like, how much shame do you feel for already knowing that he was, like, he came out? Like, that's the
most. I
don't
feel any shame anymore. Lindsay, what quince did you get when we got some quince promo?
I got Sheetz. I got Sheetz.
Me too.
I got beautiful Sheetz. I got beautiful Sheetz. Beautiful Sheetz.
Oh, wait. No, yeah. I didn't. No, I didn't. I lied. I got a duvet cover. Same thing, though.
A friend of mine reached out and said, you know how you say on the Quince ad that you have 365 days for returns? I once used that feature and it was incredible. It was so easy and great. And I said, wow, that's so nice to hear, because Quince offers free shipping and 365 day returns. And that's part of one of their many offerings, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry.
Oh yeah, you're obsessed with the washable silk tops.
It's hard to, washing silk is a pain in the tush.
Not normally. From Quince.
Normally.
And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that can cut the cost of the middleman and pass the savings right on to me, Lindsay, and you. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order. And as she said, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/who.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Lindsay. I'm calling about last week's Who's There about Matt and Liv. I don't really remember exactly the conversation, but because it's been a week and I meant to call it earlier, but I'm lazy and forgot. Anyways, I just saw someone tweeted or something about them and it reminded me. Okay, so you guys were talking about how like the Kardashians might be capitalizing on them because they look alike and all that stuff, whatever. So I'm calling to remind you of there's this one of my favorite Who's. She's from like the same, her hometown is a couple towns over from where I grew up in Metro Detroit. And her name's Melissa Molinario. And she was in making the band 3, Honey 2, and most recently was known for a couple years ago when she got married. She did like this 10-minute long choreographed dance to like some Beyonce songs and whatever, and it just got a lot of buzz. Anyways, so in 2010, Melissa was in an Old Navy commercial and like was dancing and singing, and Kim Kardashian sued her for like looking too much like her and like because she didn't want her Kim didn't want her fans like thinking that she endorses Old Navy and like supports like Old Navy, I guess. I don't know. I haven't looked that much into it. There's some old Daily Mail articles if you're interested. But anyways, I just think it was a different time too. Like Kim was like just starting to break into them-dom. So it like makes sense that she didn't want anyone else looking like her, but now it's like totally has changed. So anyways, I thought you guys would enjoy that.
I love this woman. More.
Anyway,
first of all, if you look her up now, she's fully pivoted to fitness. She has a fitness app called Move by Melissa.
Great.
She is the creator of May and Power Booty TM, link below. Wild. She's followed by all these like random reality show people. This woman has like pivoted her life a million ways, and I respect it.
Did you see that she also dated Reggie Bush after Kim Kardashian?
No, because she...
So...
No.
So back in like... I vaguely remember because I started looking up Daily Mail, you know, Melissa Molinaro. And I was finding old stories from like 2010, 2011 about like... And they referred to her as Kim Kardashian lookalike until finally in summer 2011, it was like Kim Kardashian sues Old Navy for using lookalike model, parentheses, who just happens to be Reggie Bush's new girlfriend. And like, yeah, she looked so much like Kim in this Old Navy commercial. Kim sued Old Navy. They settled out of court. I really don't know what happened. No
Meaning
details
Old
about
Navy
the settlement.
Paid Kim Kardashian.
Probably.
What's crazy is this woman looks like Kim Kardashian in this video, but in real life, she looks nothing like Kim Kardashian, which shows two things. Kim Kardashian has looked like many things in her career, and this woman was styled to look like Kim Kardashian in this video.
Let's keep talking about Melissa Molinaro for a couple more seconds, but then we have some news.
Oh no, what happened?
What else about Melissa Molinaro?
No, I have nothing else to say. I just
great
I keep,
call. Love the call.
We love the call. We love a call that Beautiful goes call. Into deep into hell, which is this woman's like entire thing. What
clicks
happened?
On Daily Mail to look at that old headline about
what
Melissa
happened?
Molinaro and Kim Kardashian. Guess what the top story is right now?
What?
Arkansas woman, 28, sues Hunter Biden for child support, claiming he is the father of her 10-month-old baby, who he, quote, fathered during his relationship with his late brother's widow.
Oh,
the Daily Mail is like, the Daily Mail is ablaze right now. Her name is London Roberts, 28, claims she had a relationship with Biden in 2017 and that she gave birth to his baby in August last year.
Oh, my God.
She filed a petition in court in Batesville, Alabama last month asking for child support. Biden was dating Hallie at the time of the affair.
So now
they
we know why they
in
broke
April
up.
This year.
Yeah. That's so fucked up.
She doesn't want this to be a media spectacle. She does not want this to affect Joe Biden's campaign. She just wants the baby to get financial support from its father.
What do you think you're doing? Like, that's not a, you can't.
Oh my God. Okay, let's play Who Were Them.
Hey guys, my husband and I were just having a conversation. He doesn't believe that Topher Grace is a them. So Topher Grace, Who Were Them? Thanks, good form, Bella Thorne.
Who Were Them? 1, 2, 3, them.
Them, but like with big who energy. Don't you? I think he
is
a them.
Oh, I agree. I think that's a great way of putting it. Yeah, he's a them.
But he has like big who energy.
Is Axe body spray a who or a them?
Crunch, crunch.
1, 2, 3.
Them? Sure. Yeah.
Stinky them.
Stinky.
Stinky.
Okay, keep going.
What about if it is stinky inside? It's a them with stinky tendencies.
Axe body spray. Is a them. What would be a who of deodorant? Every natural deodorant that people
no,
say
but
work
body
but
spray.
Don't
you know
work?
What a who? You know what a who body spray is?
Who?
Bod. I want your bod.
Yeah, what
remember
the
bod?
Fuck is that? Yeah, I don't remember that, but yeah, that's
remember
right.
Remember bod? Yeah, that's the who yeah. body spray.
Okay.
Is there another... Is body spray really a thing anymore for dudes?
I don't think so.
Ugh, Axe body spray. Oh my God. Because
it's not deodorant. You're right. It's just fucking body spray.
It's not deodorant.
Body spray is very, it reminds me of very Victoria's Secret body spray. Like I would buy those. Disgusting smell. Disgusting.
Or those Bath and Body Works.
How much
like
asbestos I inhaled from like those things. I don't know if they
what's
have asbestos
the
in them.
What's the, is it Bath and Body Works? What's the like classic scent that like everyone had?
The one that everyone had when I was in middle school was Victoria's Secret like champagne and strawberries like body spray. Think of how disgusting that is. Like smell, conceptually, it's like the grasshopper of
body spray. It's so like body spray.
Body
disgusting.
Spray.
Perfume. Great. We love our perfume.
Body
sponsors,
spray.
Body
disgusting.
Spray? Ew.
Okay.
Ew.
Scrub.
Okay.
Just
for a mask. Oh. Hi, is Ricky Lake a who or a them? I think she's a who. She was a them of the 90s. My girlfriend is Adam and she's a them. Thank you. Good for my phone. Bye.
1, 2, 3.
Them. super name brand recognition, even though she was on Masked Singer and is kind of like washed up in terms of like,
even though she's doing like celebrity documentary stuff. Like she's doing weird documentaries now, but she's pivoting into like investigative journalism, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if teens would know who Ricky Lake is, though. Do you think they would know?
I think they might hear the name and be like, oh, I know that name.
They might, right? But they would know like Jerry Springer. I don't know if they would know Ricky Lake. So maybe not. I don't know. You know who's definitely a who? Montel. Like those,
Montel
like
Williams.
Sally, Jesse.
Sally, Jesse, Raphael. I tell her of them.
To kids?
Yeah, to kids a who, yeah. Anyways. Montel who?
Anyways, who knows?
Jenny Jones, who?
Oh, big who. Love you, Jenny, but big
Jerry Springer, them.
Yeah, because he represents something. Not great, but represents something. Okay, keep going.
Hi, Who Weekly. I was talking to someone in my office about street cart food, so I'm wondering, is Nuts for Nuts a who or a them? Thanks. Crunch, crunch.
One, two, three.
New York them, everything else who.
And no one has any idea what we're talking about. Also, the smell is more of a them than the name.
Nuts for Nuts, the smell is a them, and the nuts are a who's. Because has anyone ever eaten the nuts? But the smell is
never in my life.
Yeah.
Never in my life have I eaten a Nuts for Nuts.
This is Nuts for Nuts. When you come to New York, they sell nuts on the sidewalk. Everything in New York smells bad except for these nuts. They smell delicious.
That's the best description anyone's ever given. Everything in New York smells bad except for these
they
nuts.
Smell delicious. And I swear to God, these guys must you walk these by guys must like, make oh. money off something. These people must buy nuts. But like, I've never bought the nuts.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's called Nuts for Nuts. The logo looks like it's straight out of 1981.
It
and
is.
It's the best smell you've ever smelled in your entire life. I don't know what they do to those nuts, and I probably never will because I'm never going to eat them. How much do you think it is, and in what vessel do you get them? Like, how many nuts do you get in a serving?
I'm pretty sure you get them in, like, a paper, like, bag thing. Like a little, yeah. The thing about these nuts is that they're expensive because nuts are expensive. So, like, it's not even, like, this is, like, a cheap, like, dollar hot dog. It's like, Lindsay, you can't afford, like, dollar nuts off the street. Honey, they're, like, $8 nuts. These nuts are expensive.
Do you know like a European thing is like chestnuts on the street?
Yes.
You know, like
chestnuts roasting on open fire.
Chestnuts roasting and you buy chestnuts.
Yeah.
Like New York's version of that is like, let's douse them in sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah.
And then just put them in a paper bag.
Which sounds
and it's just like,
delicious, but these nuts are not cheap enough for me just to get casually.
Or are they pecan? Are they
There's walnuts? All different types of nuts.
Is Killian Murphy a who or them? Okay. Thanks, bye.
One, two, three.
I was waiting for you.
I think who?
Who you think? He's character actory at this point, isn't he?
He's character actory. And I thought that name was special enough, but like people say Cillian, people say Killian. No one knows.
Yeah, he's tough.
He's a who.
He's tough.
He's a who.
That was tough, though. It hurt.
Hey, Who Weekly. I'm calling because Fred Armisen. Is he a who or a them? Also, he used to be married to Elizabeth Moss. And is now dating Natasha Lyonne, which is crazy. Okay, good for Bella Thorne. Bye, love you.
One, two, three.
Them. Yeah.
I think he's one of the bit. I think he's like, he goes hand in hand with Maya Rudolph. I think he's like SNL, 21st century SNL royalty, Portlandia royalty. I think he's such a.
I think he's done enough to.
I think
to
he's done enough. People really love him.
People who love him love him.
And people who've dated him hate him. So, like.
Good one, I was going to say.
Yeah, so Fred Armisen, them.
Whatever, move on.
Yeah. Also, Google Fred Armisen.
Yeah. Do yourself.
Read about Fred Armisen. It's fun. Do yourself a favor.
Is Carol Kane a who or a them? Me and Greece.
One, two, three.
Who? But like legacy who? Like she is like, but because like she is like an, like essentially a character actress, right? A character comedian, but like obviously one of the most famous
New
ones.
York royal, like a New York fixture of the New York social life. No social scene.
I'm seeing Kate Berlant tonight that she reminds me of Carol Kane
You're
a lot.
Seeing Kate Berlant tonight?
Yeah. Jealous?
Where?
Bell House. There might be tickets.
No one told me Kate Berlant was playing.
She's playing this week. John's playing next week. I told you about John.
Well, I can't do John. Kate Berlant. And now I have plans tonight. She's probably sold out. I love her so much.
I'm just saying she has Kate Berlant to me has a big Carol Kane energy. I'm excited to see her. I love her.
I have a Carol Kane story.
Strap myself in.
Strap in for this Carol Kane. It's the same night that I met Meryl Streep. Two big moments in one night. Very funny.
No, I wasn't there for Meryl Streep.
Yeah. No, but it was at a movie screening. It was a screening of Florence Foster Jenkins. Went with Richard.
We're at the bar. It's so funny that you met her at Florence Foster Jenkins, and the only time I've seen her in person was at the Suffragette screening. So we both saw Meryl at like
possibly the worst Meryl project
she's ever done.
Florence Foster Jenkins is actually really great. Weirdly, okay. It's very good. Point okay. is,
well, it's not as good as Rookie in the Flash. This is
pre-meeting Meryl in the elevator, but I walked up to the bar. It was, you know, one of those little rooms, and the bar was there. No one was in line, and I'm like about to order, and then who cuts in front of me but Carol Kane?
She cut you?
Cuts me, and she orders Stoli on the Rocks.
She cut you?
She cuts me, and I was like, who is this woman cutting me? Like, swoops in, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I realized, and then she goes in front, and she goes Stoli on the Rocks. Whatever. I can't do Carol Kane's voice.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, it's Carol Kane. Like, cut me, mommy. Yes. Like, cut me all the way up. Like, make me bleed, bitch. Like, I was fully like, yes. It was great. And she ordered Stoli on the Rocks, which I think is really funny. Vodka Rocks has a very, like, dated drink. Remember, like, everyone drinks Vodka Rocks in Nora Ephron movies?
Yeah, it's gross.
It's disgusting. But,
yeah.
Like, high-powered women drink Vodka Rocks in Nora Ephron movies. So I feel like Nora Ephron really liked Vodka Rocks.
No fuss. It's just also funny because it's like... that's like the dream, is to be the person that you can cut, but no one cares.
No one cares.
Everyone's like delighted that you cut them.
Incredible moment. Incredible moment. Okay, we're done. So thank you so much for listening to Who's There. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We've been getting so many lately, and they're so much fun to read. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/whoweekly. New episodes every other week. A weekly newsletter every Friday. It's a lot of fun to write. Today's is written by Lindsay. All right. and that's about it. No other big announcements because we're done with our tour. So have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi. This is the loving husband of a wife who is super into Who Weekly, and I gotta say, I didn't exactly understand the draw of the show, but I do now, because we just passed a billboard for Chris Angel, and my wife thinks that she's driving now, which is why I'm calling. My wife thinks that Chris Angel is a who, and I think Chris Angel is a them. I think almost everyone has heard of Chris Angel, so she also wants me to say R.I.P. Scar Joe Crunchy Pop something. I love you too. Bye.